Chapter 9. Clever Scarecrow. The bees started to fly towards the field. The lion heard them coming from far away.
"Hundreds of bees are coming in this direction,"
he said.
"Quick, stand behind me and I'll protect you all."
"No,"
said the scarecrow.
"They'll sting you. Let the Tin Man stay and we'll hide. The bees can't hurt his tin body."
They quickly hid, and after a minute, the bees arrived and started to sting the Tin Man.
"That was a clever idea, Scarecrow,"
Dorothy said to her friend.
"Scarecrow always has the best ideas,"
said the lion.
"Are you sure you haven't got a brain?"
The wicked witch was furious, and she called her poisonous snakes.
"Go and bite them,"
she said.
"Kill them and bring me the girl's red shoes."
The poisonous snakes started to move towards the four friends. But the lion saw them and jumped on the longest snake. He tied the other snakes with the long snake.
"Ha ha! Now you can't hurt us."
The wicked witch saw this and told her guards to burn the flower field. The guards arrived immediately.
"We're going to burn this field and you'll all die,"
they said. The Tin Man started to cry.
"But you'll die too,"
he said.
"It's so sad. I'm sure you're good men, really."
Dorothy quickly dried his tears. The guards put down their rifles. They didn't want to kill the kind Tin Man and his friends. Furious, the wicked witch jumped on her broomstick and started to fly to the flower field. She saw Dorothy in the field and flew down and grabbed her. She carried the poor girl and Toto away on her broomstick.
"Help!
Let her go!"
cried her friends. The wicked witch locked Dorothy and Toto in a small room in her castle. She wanted Dorothy's red shoes, but it was impossible. Every time she touched them, they burned her hands. They were magical shoes and belonged only to Dorothy.
"Give me your red shoes,"
the wicked witch said to Dorothy. But Dorothy said,
"No, they are mine."